Hello and welcome to my Twat of the Week award. This week it goes to Lord Rose, who is in charge of the Remain In campaign for the EU or whatever it's called. I don't know if that's their logo, but it's probably something like that. He used to be in charge of Marks & Spencer, now in charge of the online retailer Ocado, who coincidentally are trying to sell their tech to various EU countries, so no vested interest there. We're supposed to be very happy about being in the EU, jumping up and down for joy, so I was interested to see what he would have to say about this issue. But I was looking at the luminaries that they've got in this little camp of theirs, because they would have put this statement together along with Stuart Rose. And I mean, just look at them. We've got former prime ministers who are not very well liked in this country now. We've got Lord Mandelson, for goodness sake, a former EU commissioner. I mean, really, is this the best they could do? And who is this troutpout? I really don't know who she is. Maybe I don't watch enough TV. Yes, that's what I was thinking. Anyway, the statement they came up with was this. The choice in the coming referendum is between remaining stronger, safer and better off inside Europe, or taking a leap into the unknown, risking our prosperity, threatening our safety and diminishing our influence in the world. Now, if you look at the key words within that statement, they're easily dismantled. So let's do that together, shall we? How are we stronger? Militarily? Economically? What does that mean? It's just a throwaway word that means absolutely nothing to me. They really should have elaborated on this point, as far as I'm concerned, because it doesn't mean anything. How are we safer? Now, they brought out the big guns for this one, Sir Hugh Orde, the chief of ACPO, who basically said this. It's an extraordinary statement to make, that Britain could become a safe haven for rapists and murderers because we would lose the European arrest warrant. It seems to have been lost on Sir Hugh that, in fact, we've got no control over our borders. Therefore, we let in criminals from the EU without any sort of checks, like this guy, who then go on and commit murders in the UK. Now, we've always had arrangements with other countries to apprehend criminals, and that would continue if we were out of the EU. Now, I've put these next two together because being better off and risking our prosperity are kind of linked, but you can see that we're the second biggest contributor to the EU. In terms of what we get out of it, well, the ones who get the most out of it, of course, are the poorer countries. That's par for the course. And this graph also shows that our contributions have ballooned in recent times up to £11 billion. In fact, that's out of date. It's nearer £14 billion today. So how on earth are we going to be better off and risking our prosperity by saving that kind of money? Now, if ever there was a phrase to scaremonger the British public into voting to stay into the EU, it's a phrase that involves the words threatening our safety. Is the IN campaign seriously suggesting that ISIS tanks are going to come rolling over the horizon should we come out of the EU? Look, the reality is that at the moment we cannot control our borders. ISIS have already infiltrated the migrant population, and thanks to a failed migration policy from the EU, some of them are going to end up in Britain. Now, the irony of the last statement, that our influence in the world would be diminished if we came out of the EU, shouldn't be lost on you, because no one is suggesting that we go back to the days of the old empire, but the reality is that we have less influence in the world, particularly in terms of trade, because the EU carries out the negotiations on our behalf. Certainly in terms of the world trading table, where we've lost our seat, and that seat is taken by the EU. If we were to come out of the EU, we would be an independent trading nation again. We would retain our seat in the world trading bloc and be a much more powerful nation as a result. Like I said, the arguments are so easily dismantled. So, Lord Rose, Stewie, you deserve my award of Twat of the Week because you have to carry the can for this awful statement that was put out by your group, a statement that was calculated to scaremonger the British public into voting for your campaign. Enjoy.